China's TikTok to file court challenge to U.S. seller ban law. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 25, 2024. China's TikTok says it plans to file a lawsuit against the U.S. ban or sell legislation that President Joe Biden signed into law on Wednesday. The Chinese company, controlled by a hostile foreign country, ironically told Americans that it will fight for their rights, adding, "The Constitution is on our side. Make no mistake, this is a ban on TikTok. And a ban on you and your voice," TikTok CEO Xu Zhiqiu said in response to the U.S. legislation that forces the Chinese social media platform's parent company ByteDance to sell the app within 9 months or be banned in the United States. Watch below. "It's obviously a disappointing moment, but it does not need to be a defining one," Xu continued. "It's actually ironic, because the freedom of expression on TikTok reflects the same American values that make the United States a beacon of freedom. TikTok gives everyday Americans a powerful way to be seen and heard. And that's why so many people have made TikTok part of their daily lives," the TikTok CEO added. Xu, whose TikTok parent ByteDance is beholden to a communist regime, went on to say that TikTok plans to use America's law against itself, and talked about the Constitution and fighting for rights. Language that he knows resonates with U.S. citizens. "Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere," Xu said. "We are confident, and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side, and we expect to prevail. While we make our case in court, you'll still be able to enjoy TikTok like you always have," the CEO added. In a statement on Wednesday, the Chinese company doubled down on its constitutional language in an attempt to further pull at the heartstrings of Americans, saying, in part, "This unconstitutional law is a TikTok ban, and we will challenge it in court." While TikTok fights to stay in the United States under communist control, the app is facing multiple lawsuits brought by several families who say the Chinese social media platform is directly responsible for the deaths of their children. Meanwhile, TikTok is plotting to escape the sell or ban legislation signed by President Biden on Wednesday. The Chinese app is widely considered a national security threat by U.S. lawmakers in both the Republican and Democrat Party. While TikTok has repeatedly denied that Chinese communists have access to U.S. user data, the app's parent company is beholden to the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. Notably, the communist regime secretly lobbied U.S. Congress regarding TikTok, according to Capitol Hill staffers familiar with the situation. TikTok has also purchased $2.1 million in television advertising in the battleground states in an apparent attempt to meddle in U.S. elections. The move to ban TikTok in the U.S. unless ByteDance sells the app comes after years of concern regarding a hostile foreign country having control over a popular social media platform that has already showcased itself as a danger to kids and teens. TikTok is also considered a national security threat in general, and lawmakers have banned the Chinese app from U.S. government devices. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.